Bnei Palmyra, from a person, Bnei Palmyra, from the city. Rashi says, there was a code went out that this lady got married to a person from this city, but it did not say who the person was. Some Rava said that Afilu Lamandiyama Lemavatlinan Kolo, even according to Mandiyama that says that once a rumor goes out we don't stop it, Lemavatlinan Kolo. But in this case over here we could stop the curl. Why? Meymar Amri, we could say like this. Meymar Amri, we would say Ainulu Rabbonon Vikadushay. The Rabbonon looked into this Kedushin over here. Vikadushay Kotin Heve. And they found out that the man was only a katan, and that's why the kedusha means nothing. So Rashi says the katan bishonim sheniru gufa gadol. That's right. So kids, this is called a gurna maslo. If the rumor just went out that she got married to somebody, we don't know to who. So that's like a bad rumor. If we don't know to who, there's something wrong with the rumor altogether. So therefore, we could say in a maslo, like an interpreter, to say that maybe she got married only to a katan. And the Kedusha means nothing. So therefore, such a curl could be Mavato. That curl means nothing. Right. There was another curl who went out that people said this lady got married to a katan. He looks like a gadol though. In other words, he's only 12 years old, but he's 6 feet tall already. He looks like a gadol. Oh, Malay Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi, heavy uvdil with a case like this. The Omron, they said, Yishino, Adayin Legia, Le Palgas Ruven. He did not come to the case of Palgas Ruven. In other words, there were smart people of Ruven. The kid said, means that since he doesn't have Chokhmah, he's still a katan, even though what he looks like a gadol, that means nothing. And therefore, the Kedushin is nothing, and therefore, she's not called married. She never, the Pasuk says, Le Falgus, Le Flagos Ruven, like the point that they separated in Ruven. Gedolim chikrelev, they were gedolim, big people. They were chikrelev, they were chikrin to lev, to understand what the lev means. The kids are here also, this katan right now, since he didn't get to the age yet of being by mitzvah, it's not considered that he's a gadol, and therefore that kedushin means nothing. Right, then the Mishnah says, the bavach loy teisha mamasla. When do we listen to a rumor? Only if there's no amasla, there's no like interpret, there's no like amasla means an excuse. There's nothing there to like break the curl. But if there is something there to break the curl, then we don't listen to the curl. Omar Rabba Barahuna. A masla shomu afilu mikam v'yadasor yomim. That's if an excuse comes up. It doesn't have to come up right away. Even if it comes up in 10 days from now to say a reason why we should say the Kedushin is nothing, l'maisi, we listen to the excuse and the Kedushin means nothing. Even though it comes up first in 10 days. Rav Zvidom Rav Zid says, in a place that we have an amasla, b'mokem amasla means that b'mokem means in a place that there could be an amasla. Rashi says, even though we don't have the excuse yet, but if it's something that an excuse, there is a mokem, there is a place to say there will be an excuse. That's also good. And this Gemara says, "Eisur ha'popul razid, the popul ha'tachashet Rav Zvid." It says now Mishnah Bavarchloy Tehama Masla. The rumor is a good rumor, but for one that there's no Amasla right there. Mashma, you have to have the Amasla there. It's not enough just to say there's a place to have the Amasla. Malay, he said back no. Bimokam Amasla Kamar. The Mishnah also means Bimokam Amasla. That's what the Mishnah means. Just means that the rumor went out. But there is a place, there is a mokum like to say there was an excuse, there was a tanai there, that maybe they weren't mekayim the kedushin. Then lemaisa, that's called it a masla, and that the curl means nothing. Oh, male rav kana rav popo v'yat le'tizbro, and you want to tell me you don't agree to this? That what? Dim yesh rav Rashi says dim yesh pesach limsa masla. There's some chinam nomas v'inilah. As long as there's an opening to find the excuse, we should look and find it. For your Tanan, we learned like this. Niskatsha, lady got married. V'yachakach bo'bayla. And then her first husband came home. The case here is that she was married and her husband went away and they came back and told her husband died. So she remarried. And after she remarried, then her first husband came back and was really alive. The sense in the locker is Moteris Lachzer, that she's allowed to go back to her first husband. She's allowed to live with her first husband. Now we're talking about over here where she did not have nisuyin with the second man. She only made kedushin. Therefore we say she's allowed to go back to her first husband. Now the question is why? Lav, isn't it mishum diyamri? People will say al tanai kodesh, that the second one only made his kedushin on a tanai. The tanai is if the husband never comes back, or if the husband comes back, he never made his kedushin. In other words, even though really he did not make this kedushin. So really the way it looks like is, it looks to people like the first husband gave his wife a get, and she remarried to a second man, and then the second man gave his wife a get, and now she's going back to the first husband. And that's also to do. Once your wife was married to another man, you can't remarry her. So why do we say it's mutter over here? Because we're given a maslah to say that everybody will say the second kedushin was never chal. Because when the second one married her, he like made it tanai only if your first husband is really dead, doesn't come back. But on the time that he comes back, he never meant to marry her. So you see, even though there was no amasla there, but since there's a makam, there's a pesach, we could say it, we do say it. So you see, whenever we could find an excuse to break the curl, we do it. So Mara says, Shani Hosma, there it's different. The Yossi Baal Vakomaru. Here it's much different because the first husband is coming back and saying, look, he's alive. So the mere fact that we see the first husband is alive, that's like the biggest proof to say the second kedushin meant nothing. Like there was no kedushin. She can't remarry if her first husband is alive. So that's why everybody will understand. If she goes back to her first husband, she's mutter to her first husband. Because everybody will understand, it's not the pshat that she was married to another man and then she's going back to her first husband, because she could have not been married to the second man. Because the husband now is coming back and saying he's alive the whole time. So Moshe says, Yehochiv, that's the pshat, nisus nami, that even if she got married and had nisuin live with the second man, she should also be mutter to the first husband. And we know the lachar, as we learned, that if she lived with the second man, the lachar is teitzei mizeh mizeh, she has to go out both from the first husband and from the second husband. So the question is why? So Gemara says, Nis is the of the Isura Kansur Rabbonin. Where she had Nisuyin, she did an Issa, the Rabbonin made a Knas. Ma'ashenke Niskacha, the Loy of the Isura, but in the case where she only had Kedushin with the second man, she didn't live with him yet, so she didn't do an Avera, is like Kansur Rabbonin, this Rabbonin don't make a Knas. In other words, that Allah is, Taitse Mizel Mizel. That even though she thought her husband died, and she had a heter to remarry, but the heter is only if she checks it out very well. So here, obviously, she didn't check it out that well. So if she remarried the second man and lived with him, so now it's considered like she's doing an issa. So therefore, here there's a kenas to say that if the first husband does come back, we tell her she's teitzei mizeh mizeh. That's what it's called. Mishum chumra shechmat alev esayfa hikalta lemet chilasa. We'll make her at the beginning, we'll let her remarry because she knows that she has to check it out very well. Because she knows that if the husband's really alive and she's going to be living with another man, the dinner she's going to be teitzei mizeh mizeh. So if the Rabbanan said if she does remarry with Nisuyin, then it's teitzei. But if she only had Kedushin, then here there's no Marasayin, because there's a masla, everybody would say that the husband, since he's alive, everybody knows the second Kedushin meant nothing. Well, that is from, it's not even an amaslah. I mean, that's the most terrible thing. Here you have no proof. Here it doesn't go because of an amaslah. But here, rather, everybody sees the second husband, the first husband's alive. They know the second kedusha meant nothing. Omer Rav Ashi Rashi says, "Kol kolad leyischazik beidina alav kolu." Any kol that didn't come through Bezdin means nothing. Now, Bezdin had to check out to make sure where it started out from to know that it's called a good kol. For Omer Rav Ashi, kol kolad the boss and the suyin lechashin loy. Any time that the wife already remarried, and now a curl comes out that there's something wrong, we don't listen to that curl. And Rashi says, "Nis is hayom she had nisuyin today." V'yachakach yotza curl shayomi niskatchel yachar kaidim nisuyin, and then a rumor goes out, you should know that she was married to somebody else. She got married today to somebody else before the nisuyin. We don't listen to that. Once she had nisuyin, we say she's married to this man, and we don't listen to a curl to take her away. So you want to tell me though, her divorce erisin chashinalei, but mashma if the only had erisin and then a curl went out that she married to somebody else, we would be chashit for it. So Gemara says no. Rav Chavivu amar that afilu divorce erisin amar lechashinalei, that even if erisin, once we see that she married to a man and then a curl goes out that she was married somebody else, We don't listen to that curl. That curl is not strong enough to be mitzi to take her away from the husband she's by now. They were not cheshed. If we see her now had erison, she got married to somebody, we let her stay. They sent from the Beirav and Yeshiva to Shmuel. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, you taught us like this. Yotzole Kerl Merishon. A curl goes out that she was married to somebody. There was a curl that she was married to somebody. Uboacha v'kitcho kedushei Torah. And now somebody comes right now and makes a good kedushin. Midiraisa, which means in front of two edim. So we have two edim now that she's married to the second man. Ma, what's the lacha? First we had a curl, just a curl, a rumor that she was married to somebody. And now two edim come and tell us that she just got married to another man. What do we do? Do we let her stay with the second man or not? So Shochulul, he sent back, Shmuel sent back, Teitze. She has to receive a get, she has to go back from the second husband. V'emidu adav raboriyav. But check out the case very carefully. V'ediyuni. And let me know what you came out, how you checked it out. Now the Gemara says, Mai. What does it mean you have to check it out? Mahi. How can they check it out? Yilayim, if you want to tell me. Di migla milsa. Di kedisha de kama. Lav kedusha malyaninu. That if it's going to come out that rumor that she was first married, we checked out that rumor. And really the kedushin was nothing. It wasn't a good kedushin. So what do you want to tell me then? Mavatlina and kola. So then we would be mavatl that curl to say the first kedushin means nothing, and therefore we would let her stay to the second man that she's married to now. Like we had two edim coming and telling us that they saw she just got married to this new man. So if we would check out the first curl and see it's nothing, we would let her stay with the second one. So Gemara, no, that can't be. For Nadoi Asri de Shmuel. Shmuel was the more of the Asri in the city of Nadoi. Who? And in the Hadori, the minig was not to mevatel a keil. Once a keil, a rumor went out that she was married. Even though later we check out the rumor to see it's false, we don't stop the rumor though. That's the locha. So, even if it's false, how could she stay married to the second one? We have a keil that she's married to the first one. Ela rather means like this. The migle milsa de kedusha kama kedusha malya ninu. If we'll check out this keil and find that really she was married to somebody else first, so the locha is, let's really get me shiny. We would not make her receive a get from the second husband. Because since Lamaisa is true that she was already married to one man, so the second Kedusha means nothing, she would not even have to receive a get from him. The Gemara says, a plea to Rav Huna. He argues on Rav Huna. Shmuel argues on Rav Huna. The Yom Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, Eish es ish, a married lady. She poshta yod the kibla Kedushin miachar. She goes now and she accepts a Kedushin from a second man. She gets married to a second man. Mekadeshes. The lacha is that second kedushin is good. How could that be? If she's married to the first man, she can't get married to the second man. So Rav Huna holds, Zemar says, midi Rav Huna. Rav Huna's halacha. So Rav Huna holds like Rav Hamnuna. The Yama Rav Hamnuna says like this. If a lady comes to husband and says, listen, you gave me a get, she's believed, and she has a right to remarry now. Why? Rav Hamnuna holds there's a chazokah that an isha means a penev of nebaila. An isha wouldn't have the chutzpah to lie in front of her own husband. So therefore here, if she accepts kedusha from a second man, that's like saying the first man gave her a get. And therefore the second kedushin would be a good kedushin. So Shmuel that says here the second kedusha means nothing is not like Rav Hamnuna. Yeah. So what says v'idach? It's not like Rav Huna. So Moshe says, "Idach, what does Shmuel do?" Shmuel says, "No, there's no kasha here. Kiyat mother Rav Hamnuna. When do we have Rav Hamnuna's halacha befonof? Only when the wife says in front of her first husband that you gave me a get. Then there's a svara she won't have the chutzpah to lie in front of him. Then we believe her. But shalai befonof, not in front of the first husband, like over here. Just on the fact that she got married to a second man, we don't trust her that she received a get from the first husband. Then we say miza miza." Maybe she would have the chutzpah to lie to do this, to receive the second kedushin. So therefore, Rav Huna argues on Shmuel. And Shmuel himself holds no, that if he would know that the first kedushin was good, then the second kedushin means nothing. then we would not say as considered like she's telling us she received a get. Because since it's not in front of a first husband, stam the fact she received kedushin from a second man means nothing. We would rather say the second kedushin is not chal because the first kedushin is still here. Now the Gemara says, Lo motza davra bar yivmel, let's say we can't check this out though. We do not know if the first kedushin, if she was really married or not. What should we do? Some Rav Huna says, Megarish rishoin v'noisa sheni. We tell Minasafik, the first husband, to give her a gift. There's a rumor that man married her first. So we say the first one to give her a gift, and then she could remarry to the second one. But we do not let the second one give a gift and she can remarry the first one. My time away, or Slamem is the Mara sign, people will say, Masig Rishosim and Erison. That people say what really happened was the first one gave her gift and she remarried to the second man. And now the second man has given her gift and she's going back to the first husband, that you can't do. So Mara Sayin, we don't let the first one marry her, but rather we say the first one should give her a gift and she should stay with the second one. Rav Shimon no bread, Rav Idi Omar, Af Megarish Sheni, no. Even if you want to, the second one give her the gift, for nice to reach her, she'll let her get married to the first one. Why? Meimer Amr, because there's no Mara sign here. Because people will say, I need Rabbanim Kedushin. The Kedushin, Rabbanim checked out that Kedushin, Kedushin Toys heavy. And it was only Kedushin Toys. So that's why we let the second one give her a get, and we'll let the first one remarry her. It's not called really, he's been Masig Rishosai. There's a kol going on now that she married Reuben and she also married Shimon. So what should we do now? Which kol do we believe? We can't believe both kols because she can't be married to both of them. So what do we do? Amra Papa Avzu, the same case, Megarish Rishon, wherever kol came out first, that the kol is first she married Reuben and then she married Shimon. So Lachris, we tell the first one to give her a get. Then if she wants to, she could remarry, stay with the second one. Again, because the other way, there's the Gzeir again, that people say he's being Machzik Rishosai. Amemur says, no, again, there's no Marasayin here, Muteras L'Shneim. Whichever one of the two, she could remarry. Like whichever one she wants to, she can make the other one give her a get, and then she can remarry to him. And Vilchus, so that's like